The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Pleasant good Thursday morning, because Thursday's child has far to go. It's 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time. For those of you joining us, we appreciate that. All your cards and letters and well wishes and whatnot, especially when you shop at the Power Mall where we have the spring sale. 10% off site-wide, free shipping with orders 250 and up. Now's the time to stock up. Your health is the most important thing here. We've got the Detox Clay Powder, Oxy Powder, Vitamin B12, Quercetin, and OptiVita Vitamin D. Now back in stock, a new improved formula, 4,000 IU plant-based D3 with magnesium and probiotics for optimal absorption. Back in the saddle. So those of you that are interested, you can go there. 877-817-9829 is the number to call after 8 a.m. Central when we open. And if you want to donate 25 or more, you get a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste while you're at it. Of course, we appreciate all of the donations from everyone, including Janine, just recently donated. Prayer requests. We got them this morning. Lorraine from Gresham, Oregon. Been a follower since Joyce Riley days. Loves the show. She needs prayers for her shoulder. Painful and slow to heal. And another comment I heard was she's also feeling like she's a victim of shedding. Well, Lorraine, I hate to say it, but shedding is real. And, you know, I've already told everybody on this show what I do to avoid it and how to counter it. Because just like anything, you get sick and you feel tired and sluggish and joints ache and just feel run down when you're hanging around people that have had the jab. The FDA has even confirmed that shedding is a real thing. So if you feel run down, Lorraine, we got to pray for that you're going to do the right thing. You know what I do for it. And that's why I don't have issues with shedding, because I know if I'm going to be out in public, what I have to do to fix it. And that's why I take, you know what, every other day, 12 milligrams. So not horse paste. You know, as much as I hate, because we don't sell it, can't. I mean, we've told everybody that calls the Power Hour and the Power Mall where to get it. But, you know, it's on you. But, you know, prayers are good. Lorraine, prayers are good. Jeffrey Matt, also, we talked about that yesterday, being electronically harassed. If you've got any resources that can help him, email him to support@thepowerhour.com. We'll pass them on to him. Phil in Florida, still asking everybody to reach out and pray for Nicole M., a mother of two boys with her own business in Florida, who serves the disabled. Her bone cancer has spread from her arm when first diagnosed, now into the bones throughout her body. So please pray she can be cured of this cancer and brought back to good health. And of course, Phil is, you know, contributing as well. The whole idea is if you shop at the Power Mall, you know, that helps. We have 6 bottles of acid reflux made by Global Healing Center, by the way, on closeout. They're 20% off. They expire in May, but, you know, that's enough time. You'll be able to take them. Just because they expire in May, you can probably use them for at least another year and go through them all. So if you want to snag those 6 bottles, they're there. And of course, the prayer request, if you need to get them in there, you can submit them to thepowerhour.com. Go to the community tab, click on prayer requests, and there you have it. TalkStreamLive.com, the TalkStream Live app, available if you want to listen by your smartphone. We have some new listeners in this morning here locally that are tuning in. We have a satellite system to give away. RickSatelliteUSA.com is the website. Rick Kaler, great guy, he and his wife Bonnie. And of course, you want to win it. You got to know what you got to do. You got to send us a letter explaining why you want it. why you'd like it, why you deserve to win. Please, please, you know, queen for a day begging. No, I'm just kidding. No, just give us a legitimate reason why the satellite dish would benefit you. Please be sure to include your name, address, and phone number. Don't send anonymous letters. We can't do anything with them because there's no way to get a hold of you. So, you know, rather than us playing super sleuth and trying to analyze your handwriting with so many other people's letters we received to figure out if it's you or not, please include your name, address, and phone number and send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo. 65814, or email the letter to support at thepowerhour.com if you have internet. And, of course, let's see what else going on here. We have a review panel. If you go to thepowerhour.com, on the right-hand side towards the bottom, you're going to see the form. You can, you know, comment if you like. Anything in particular you'd like to see or hear? We have somebody coming up in the 8 o'clock hour that is a lifetime member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Ooh, Dr. John Hulsman is expected to join us. Ooh, that should be interesting. I'm going to ask him a lot of pointed questions, but he wrote a book. Okay. He wrote a book, which, you know, I think that people need to be aware of. And that's called The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. So we shall see. And then Fred Jaszewski from U.S. Coin Capital, a little economic discussion going on. 6 minutes after the hour, for those of you clock watchers out there, we move into world news. That's not the most pressing issue. The most pressing issue is what happened in Little Rock, Arkansas Tuesday that's all of a sudden coming back to rear its ugly head in America. I know you're all just chomping at the bit wanting to know what happened. We'll tell you. Russian spy chief has claimed that France is planning to send 2,000 soldiers to Ukraine. This is Sergei Naryshkin.
Yes, comrade.
He has said he's the head of the Foreign Intelligence Service, or SVR. That's what they call it. The French soldiers are going to become a legitimate priority target for attacks by Russian armed forces. They're going to wipe out all 2,000 of them if, in fact, they're there. He says the sword awaits all Frenchmen who ever enter the territory of the Russian world.
Yes, comrade. Ah.
Naryshkin's uncorroborated claims came on the same day that General Pierre Schill, chief of staff of the French land forces, said the French army stood ready for the toughest engagements.
Is that your chimpanzee, Minky?
I mean, how can you see that going down?
Chimpanzee. I thought you said your dog does not bite.
That's not my dog. Nah. I had to do that. Oh, man. See, it's the political tit for tat. The Russian spy chief claims France is going to send 2,000 soldiers to Ukraine. That's the story, right? They want you to believe that we're going to have World War III watch now. Everybody and their brother is going to be all over this. Until it actually happens, it's not news. It's he said, she said, or she said, he said, or whatever. Whatever they said. And the media, of course, jumps all over that. You remember the movie Airplane? You know where all the news reporters go tearing into the phone booths and the whole phone booths collapse and fall over? That's kind of what we got here. Russia fired 31 ballistic and cruise missiles at Kyiv before dawn Thursday. That would be the Ukrainian capital. 44 days, the first time in 44 days, air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, but 13 people, including a child, were injured by the falling wreckage. The explosions happened about 5 o'clock in the morning. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 2 ballistic missiles and 29 cruise missiles against the capital. 11-year-old girl and 38-year-old man were hospitalized in Kyiv. The city administration said 8 other people sustained light injuries, according to the mayor. Ukraine's emergency service said about 80 people were evacuated from their homes. With a record of Gaza truce vetoes, the U.S. has unveiled a new ambiguous UN resolution. And of course, they're going to send, you know, wink and blink and nods already over there. Sailed off the ocean blue. And of course, the U.S. draft resolution does not explicitly demand a ceasefire. Now, they're calling for a ceasefire tied to the release of the hostages in Gaza, according to the wink and blink and a nod. Israel's key political and military backers repeatedly vetoed previous UN Security Council votes on ending a nearly six-month war, objecting as recently as February to the use of the term immediate in a draft submitted by Algeria. I want to know what the UN is doing sticking their nose into. Oh, they want to be world cop just like the US. That's why. In Ireland, Leo Varadkar steps down as Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader. I know people are looking at this and they're going, wait a minute. The report says T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H. Looks like Taoiseach. It's Taoiseach. That's how it's pronounced. How do I know that? Because I've been to Ireland. I hear them. You know, they poke fun. Well, how do you pronounce, you know, and they told me. I also have friends that are dual citizens of Ireland that told me how you pronounce it. So there you have it. He resigned based on both personal and political reasons. Said there's never a right time to resign from high office. He says a good time as any. Budget 24 is done. Negotiations have not yet started on the next one. And, of course, he said he'd resign as Taoiseach as soon as his successor takes up that office. He was first appointed by the former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, as Minister for Transport in 2011. Before becoming the Minister for Health in 14, he beat Simon Coveney to become the leader of the Fine Gael. In 2017, he then became the youngest person to take up the role of Taoiseach. So interesting how that works. We were talking to Lisha De Bruin, as did Tucker. And she was saying, you know, this whole thing, what they're trying to do over there, got egg on everybody's face, trying to make the woman less in the household. Trying to demean women. That didn't go over too well. Ireland came back and shot that down. Makes you wonder if that wasn't part of the problem with him resigning as Taoiseach, huh? A federal appeals court issued an order that reinstates a hold blocking Texas from enforcing SB4. Boy, this is just going on and on and on. Fifth Circuit's now going to hear arguments on whether to stay the preliminary injunction pending appeal, according to the order. Majority of the panel has concluded the administrative stay entered by a motions panel March 2nd should be lifted, according to the unsigned order. Circuit Judge Andrew Oldham dissented from the majority opinion, advocating for the law to remain enforceable. You see, they can't even make up their own minds about whether or not there was a violation of the supremacy clause of the Constitution. Basically says states do not have the power to enforce immigration laws. The law would cause chaos in immigration law. Yeah. According to the panel. Looks like the work of chaos. It's a joke, right? We all know our courts are a joke. And of course, now the staff at the clinic where Princess of Wales, that would be Kate Middleton, had surgery. Apparently, watchdogs looking at this thing said they tried to access Kate's medical records. One member of the staff at least tried to get at those records, according to the Mirror. Quoted a source who said senior hospital bosses had contacted Kensington Palace immediately after the incident was brought to their attention and assured the palace there would be a full inquiry. The UK Privacy and Data Protection Watchdog said it received a breach report, but the Metropolitan Police couldn't confirm whether they'd been informed of the allegations or not. And of course, everybody thought that the princess's condition and surgery, which have not still been disclosed, was cancer related, but no, it's not. And she, of course, wished for her personal medical information to remain private. All right, 14 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., we move into you snooze, but it's anything to snooze about. The jackbooted fascists are at it again. You be the judge. Is it another Waco or Ruby Ridge? This is what's weird about this whole thing, folks, and after I read it, I'm going to open up the phone lines and let you comment on it. The executive director, I mean, this wasn't some David Koresh now. This was the executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. Has been since 2019. 53-year-old Brian Malinowski. He's at home. Apparently he's a gun collector. He's in his Chenal Valley home in West Little Rock. 6 a.m. ATF agents show up. bust in his front door. He gets in a firefight. They shoot him in the head. He injured one ATF agent. The ATF agent was wounded. His injury wasn't life-threatening. He's going to make a full recovery. This is nothing like Waco, where four ATF agents were gunned down. Many of them were Clinton's bodyguards. Go figure. A lot of conspiracy theories still running around Waco. Now, more conspiracy theories. Now, we don't know what he was doing. You know, the demonization is going to start. You watch. They're going to try to justify why they went in heavy. Malinowski's brother told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette the brother was brain dead and is not going to make it. They burst into his house. They did it in such a manner that was the most dangerous combination possible, according to his brother. The easiest way of taking care of the situation, the most common way, would be to wait until he gets in his car, pull over and arrest him. Or you wait till he comes to work, you arrest him there. You see, that's what they could have done with David Koresh too, but no. They had to bring in four cattle cars full of jackbooted ATF fascists, heavily armed. Yeah. And as soon as Koresh opened the door, bam, 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 the firefight started. Oh, here we go again. You know, Malinowski's got a history with this airport. I mean, we're not talking about somebody that, you know, is a perv that impregnated all these women in his compound. I mean, we're not talking about that. We're talking about some guy that basically, you know, lives in a very well-to-do neighborhood. And now you got the ATF, you know, doing what they're doing. And the family even wants to donate his organs because he's brain dead, but the ATF's standing in the way. They won't let go of his body so they can donate his organs. His brain is mush. They apparently used a large caliber rifle to shoot him in the head. Oh, they want to make sure this guy didn't talk anymore, right? I mean, come on. You look at the news stories, you just get mad. It's like a repeat of Waco. I mean, the guy didn't saw a shotgun. It wasn't the FBI. It was the ATF. You know, what they did to Gordon Call? I mean, no, that was Delta Force. Sorry, I don't want to get my cases mixed up here. Malinowski's neighbors even said he was a known gun enthusiast. Deborah Bussell, who lives nearby, I mean, she even told her name. Said Malinowski mostly kept to himself but got talking when firearms were involved, often going to gun shows, according to his neighbor. So the neighbors knew him. She said she'd been inside the Malinowski house several times over the years, didn't notice anything strange. But of course, you know, this is why they keep everything on the hush-hush. No explanation why federal agents went there. So now the online rumor mill, Clinton conspiracy theories to speculation about the Mexican cartel involvement. The only saving grace was after the Arkansas State Police finished their investigation, the file's going to be handed over to the prosecuting attorney, who's going to determine if the use of deadly force was justified under Arkansas law. And see, we're just, you know, praying for Brian. Obviously, his family knows that they probably got him on a ventilator and they're going to end up pulling a plug. They shot him in the head. I mean, there's no way this guy's going to survive. He's brain dead. And they could have waited for him to come out of his house. But no, that's not what the government wants to do. You see, this is a problem. It's optics. They raided his house, busted in his front door. Come on, they came in heavy. And of course he defended himself. All of a sudden you come busting in the door like that, you don't know who it is. So he opened fire, he defended himself. So something's going on here and nobody wants to talk about it. No, they don't want to let the rumor mill circulate so everybody can come out. Well, the guy was a commie pig, he was a sympathizer, he was a Clintonista. He was, no, we don't know that. But you see, the rumor mill is going to go crazy because this is how your government operates, folks. You got these jackbooted fascist ATF agents making laws, making rules, bump stocks, whatever. Take away your rights to own a gun. The guy apparently had a massive gun collection. I mean, they broke into his safe and were carrying out bunches of firearms, loading them into a U-Haul. God knows what else. Crew with Little Rock Fire Department left that afternoon around 5 with large pry bars and saws. So makes you wonder. They broke into his gun safe, obviously, and other materials. We don't know. You know, but you can bet they're going to try to come out and they're going to try to demonize this guy. And like I said, this isn't some schmuck out in the hinterland that's a pedophile. Not that we know of. We don't know if he was involved in trafficking. I mean, come on. Why would a guy who is the executive, you have to understand what this guy's responsibility was. He ran Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. He ran it. He was the main MMIC or MMI, whatever. The main mofo in charge. You know what I'm saying? That's a military term. But this is the thing, you know, why heavy? Why this? Why 6 a.m.? Oh, there you go. Here's our pattern. You know, it's not four cattle cars. You know, thank God for that. That would have been overkill, right? And see, whether or not this use of deadly force was justified under Arkansas law, yeah, we'll see about that. We know how things get swept under the rug. We saw what the McLennan County Sheriff did when they came into Waco. And we're going to go after Koresh. Well, you could just go and get him in the grocery store. Oh, no, 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 no. No, we can't do that. We got to raid their compound. We got to burn it to the ground and then bulldoze it over and cover up all the evidence so nobody knows we were there. See, this is how they operate. There is a pattern here, folks. And if you're not paying attention, you need to be. This is huge news. Anytime something like this goes on, I mean, you know what Delta Force did to Gordon Call. I mean, come on. They found bits and pieces left after the fire. Head butted his face till it was unrecognizable. I mean, this is the kind of stuff our government's capable of, folks. Look at Koresh's autopsy photos. You really think that this government plays nice? No, no, no. When they got a bone to pick with you, this is what happens. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this story because I expect that sometime today they're going to pull him off life support and he's going to be gone. He's going to pass away very quickly. He's brain dead. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Yeah, that's an incredible action they did, and not to take away from it, but I wanted to go back quickly to your story on the Texas law. Yesterday on a show on another network, the host read the law, the federal law, that they cite in the Texas law passed. And I believe it was passed back in the Clinton administration. I believe he gave a date of in the early 90s or something.
That would have been Clinton.
It says in that law that, you know, the state can do what they said in the bill as long as they pass a law that coincides with the federal law. So I don't know why the Supreme Court was just taking so long to say they could do it, because it's right in the code.
Yep. And now it's back in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now they're playing with this thing. They are trying. I really believe that our court system is directly involved in all this. Why? How? I don't know. But it just, there's so much of this bouncing around between, yeah, go ahead, no, don't. Yeah, go ahead, no, don't. You know, these people can't make up their minds, which is why I brought that up about the supremacy clause.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to add that. And that's incredible, that deal in Arkansas, because, I mean, this guy, if he ran an airport, he's a whole lot different from David Koresh. So thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm blown away by this whole thing. I appreciate it, Sherry. I'm blown away by this whole thing. Guy's 53 years old. Yeah, so what if he's a gun aficionado? That doesn't make him a criminal. And again, they could have waited until, this is his own brother talking, Matthew, talking. And he said, look, they could have waited. Why'd they have to do that? Something's weird going on here. I mean, you don't take out the director. I mean, this guy he ran the whole bloody airport, for crying out loud. Oh, I'm sure the Clintons know him. I'm sure they did. I mean, they named the airport after him. It's the state's biggest airport. And the neighbors even said there's nothing weird about the guy. So, you know, why would this jackbooted fascist agency out there, I mean, that's what they called them when they did Waco. Four cattle cars? Yeah, well, you look at, you know, 75 women and children were murdered. Oh, they all got promoted, for crying out loud. This is what happens. Who killed the guy? Good. Now we're just going to give you a big bump in pay. Did you put the bullet in him? Yep. Oh, we're going to promote you to whatever. Yeah, this is what happens. All the hearings, all the sideshows, all the political gobbledygook will not, you know, it won't negate what happened. This guy, I know, because the brother says he's brain dead. At some point in time, they're going to pull the ventilator out. That's the only thing keeping him alive right now. Keeping him breathing. He's brain dead. He's not surviving on his own. See, most of the time they throw a flashbang grenade, you know, when they do stuff like that. Like I said, the two things that they want to know, government wants to know, can you withstand a chemical attack and are you armed? If you have gas masks, you know, that's where it's at. They want to know those two things. They have a distinct pattern. And like they've been doing when they arrest all these people for pro-life demonstrations or being at the Capitol, they wait until 6 o'clock in the morning to do it. So there's a pattern here. They figure most people are sleeping. Not me. Tim in Michigan, go ahead. You're on.
You're wondering what's going on. See, this all started back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan was president. They were doing a thing down in South America, exchanging guns for drugs and running the drugs and the money back up to Arkansas. And who was in charge of Arkansas back then? And this little meat company, Tyson, was the smallest, I believe, chicken outfitter in the country. And now they are the largest chicken outfit in the country. And from what I heard, they were trucking more than chicken. So
yeah, well, all that it's MENA. You're talking about the MENA airport. Yep.
Millions and millions of dollars poured into Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And they were laundering money. That's where Whitewater came from, all that stuff. And now there's this incident at the airport. It's probably all connected.
Well, it's the guy, it actually happened in his, see, Chenal Valley is north, is basically West Little Rock. Didn't happen at the airport. It happened at his house in West Little Rock. It's Chenal Valley. That's one of the subdivisions out there.
He knew somebody. He was connected somehow. That whole area is, I mean, come on. They were laundering so much money, they didn't even know what to do with it anymore. And Bill Barr, the great AG, he was the man sent down there to take care of that problem and put an end to it. And Bill Barr was also the guy that was up there running the show at Ruby Ridge. That's who you're dealing with.
Wow. That's crazy. Tim, thanks for your call. We're at the break. Chance, stay on the horn. We're going to come back to you. We'll continue this discussion. This is some pretty serious stuff. It came in heavy again. And like I said, the demonization will start. You wait. It's going to happen. Be right back after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
4 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, now the conversation has been around this latest Waco-style jackbooted fascist thug raid on an individual who was shot in the head in an exchange of gunfire with ATF agents in his home in West Little Rock. Chance, you're on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Dave Meister. You know, these stories don't surprise me anymore. They send a shiver down my spine. But, you know, I blame this on the people. When I saw Waco, what happened at Waco, I knew right then and there it was over. It was as if most Americans, they might as well have just said, who cares? It's not my children.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you better wake the hell up, because you're going to reap what you sow. When you don't have compassion for your fellow man, especially children, this is going to come your way, and you'll find out what it feels like. And Dave Meister, that's all I got to say. It's a crying shame, but I blame it on the people. God bless you now.
Appreciate it, Chance. Thank you. See, now there you have it. I mean, it's a point, because, see, you notice Chance got a point here. You get into a situation where the government comes at an individual. See, it's just like Steve Baker. Literally, I mean, the reports were that the agents who arrested Steve Baker, the journalist from Blaze Media, when they were downstairs in the courthouse processing him, the agent who was processing him told him this was total BS. But he said the word bullsh, you know. He told him that. He told Steve Baker that. What they're doing to you is bullsh. So, I mean, this is, they know. People inside that are watching this stuff, they know. But see, their superiors have directives. And the thing that, the pattern that is going down here, everything right now is hush-hush, including the warrant itself. Everybody and their brother is trying to get a copy of that arrest warrant. They want to find out what's going on. Maybe it's a search warrant, but they want to know what's going on. So it was a search warrant, according to what the news report said. Searching for what? And it's the ATF, not the FBI. You see, there's something a little weird about that. Why him? Why the ATF? See, all this. Now, the demonization, because everything right now is on the hush. Nobody's talking. Local, state, federal agencies, no explanation about why federal agents did this. The federales, you know? And now the Clinton conspiracy theories start up. I mean, you watch. This is how they're going to get, like Chance said, we the people, to back what the government did as legitimate, when it's anything but. Then it makes it legal. Hey, murder's legal as far as the government cares. They don't care. They want to go kill somebody, they will. Like I said, you look up David Koresh's autopsy photos and you see what our government is capable of. I know, they're gross looking. He's not even recognizable. It's just the torso left. I've seen him. Having been in the news business as long as I have, nothing grosses me out. I've been to medical school. I've seen morgues. I've been everywhere, all right? I've seen people vertically crushed by 140,000 pounds of ton, you know, whatever, glass and steel. I've seen it. I don't have to visualize it. I just know. You know, looking at pictures doesn't, you know, I'm desensitized to that. It doesn't bother me. Now I'll go eat a steak. You wonder how these physicians and surgeons can go sit there and eat a steak in the cafeteria after cutting somebody open. Well, they're desensitized too. It's a big problem when you have a government that just runs amok like this. And then they don't, you know, nobody's talking. See, that's what makes it worse. They don't want to talk about the warrant. They don't want to distribute the warrant. They don't want anybody knowing what they were looking for. Why 6 a.m.? Why didn't they just, as soon as he came out of his house and got in his car, give me your keys. We're going to go in. We have a search warrant. We're going to look through your house. You know, if we find what we're looking for, we're going to confiscate it. No. We can't do that. We got to go in heavy. We got to make an example of this. We got to let everybody know this is what happens when you don't toe the line. And like I just surmised much earlier in conversations with folks, one of these days, the ATF is going to come into a community of people that are all like-minded, that all know each other, that all know because of getting together and communicating with each other, that everybody knows how everybody is and how they think. And the ATF, when they attack one, the whole neighborhood is liable to open up on them and take every one of the bloody people out. This is what America faces. I know that might be wishful thinking. I mean, if you don't say no and you don't stop this nonsense, it's going to keep coming. Okay, Brady, what say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You think they, the ATF could have shot him a text instead of a shot to the forehead?
Yeah, good luck with
you
that.
You know? You know, I mean, why can't you just give the guy a call on the phone and say, hey, you know, you mind if we stop by instead of just blowing open the door and then taking them out? Yeah, when it comes to Waco, I remember watching that live on TV, and it was early in the morning, and I remember all of a sudden all these people going into Waco, and the shootout started, and then I saw the tank go with the front turret right in and started the fire. And the weirdest thing is I couldn't figure out why it took 15 minutes for the fire trucks to arrive. It was completely engulfed. Why didn't they arrive with fire trucks in case there was a incendiary device set inside the Waco compound?
Brady, you know, I think we know. They were going to make sure that nobody came out of there alive. Because, see, then there's no witnesses. There's nobody to talk. There's nobody to point a finger back at what they just did. We already know why they did it.
That was a horrible thing, though. I mean, but, and then you go, you see what's happening all over with these cover-ups. The whole thing, everything that this Democrat Party has given you for the last 50 years is a complete lie. I don't know how they can baffle people like this and just get away with it. Everything from Ukraine war, what's happening in Israel, Waco, this guy getting shot in the forehead for having a couple rifles in his safe. It's just all nonsense. Everything is 100% false.
Well, we'd like to think that. I appreciate your chiming in this morning. Thanks for your call. Sherry called earlier talking about these laws that, like SB4, and we have another story in our email blast for those of you that want to chime in on that. The same day that Texas was briefly allowed to enforce the new law empowering its police officers to arrest unauthorized migrants, Iowa lawmakers passed a bill that would make it a crime to enter their state after having been deported or denied entry into the U.S. Oh, well, that's after the fact. No, that's reactionary. That's not proactive. At least seven states. I mean, come on, let's read this the way it is, because you got the media reporting what the media wants you to know. So now we got to pick through this stuff. Conservatively or whatever, seven states, all Republican states, are hoping to follow suit, have already considered bills that were not passed. They're all cracking down on undocumented migrants entering the country, part of an extraordinary mix of immigration, litigation, and politics. And what does it produce? Legal gridlock in the courts and confusion at the border. See, that's why we have the problems we have, folks, because of confusion, mass psychosis and confusion. And everybody's all wound up on what they're doing in Palestine and Gaza and what's going on in Ukraine and the banks financing both sides of every war. And I mean, they're all tied up in knots over this stuff. What's the old saying? They got their panties in a bunch over all of this. I mean, it's crazy. And now, of course, compromised Biden leading U.S. to disaster, according to an Air Force general, Brigadier General Blaine Holt, USAF retired, who served as a deputy U.S. military representative to NATO and co-founder of the nonprofit Restore Liberty. He says there's something brewing at home, and it'll take many by surprise. With a presidential administration well known to have been compromised by foreign adversaries, especially China, is America on the brink of disaster, he says. Holt fears the worst under Biden's leadership, saying the evidence of betrayal is undeniable. It's not statistically possible for an administration to make 100% of its decisions counter to the U.S. interest without some other factor at play. Well, it's called being bought off. That is a nervous laugh for those of you trying to interpret what I'm doing here. This is what Holt told WorldNet Daily. No national security team has ever gone 0 out of 100. And all the while, he said, fighting age men are dwelling among us in three tiers. The three tiers include migrants, terrorists, and state actors like the People's Liberation Army. Most Americans live in this little bubble where they think that all of our overseas problems stay overseas and wars stay overseas, Holt concluded, adding a warning. They think these kinds of things won't visit us here, but there's something brewing at home, and it's going to take many by surprise. So, Chance, looks like you have somebody agreeing with you. Retired Brigadier General. Wow. Nevada officials, by the way, have been hit with election integrity lawsuit over impossibly high number of voters in some counties. Why are we not surprised? You got to love that. The lawsuit that's been filed claims that several Nevada counties have inordinately high inactive registration rates, indicating that defendants do not make a reasonable effort to remove outdated registrations. So what else is new? This is the RNC talking now. They filed a lawsuit in federal court against Nevada's Secretary of State, Cisco Aguilar, and five county clerks, alleging they have violated the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 by not maintaining clean and accurate voter rolls. Hey, Cisco. Yep, you like those lawsuits? A Fulton County Superior Court judge, that would be Scott McAfee, has granted former President Trump's request for a certificate of immediate review, allowing the former president and seven co-defendants to appeal the judge's order, denying Fannie Willis's disqualification. And meanwhile, in New York, Attorney General Letitia James' office has asked the appellate division of the New York Supreme Court to throw out several arguments made by former President Trump as he seeks to stay enforcement of more than $350 million in penalties while he appeals. No insurance company wants to underwrite his bond. That's where this is going. State attorneys have claimed the sureties not accepting real estate as collateral is hardly impossible as a general matter. They do not explain why a bank would not accept real property to finance an irrevocable letter of credit. State argued the defense supplied no evidence that these sureties will not accept real estate or precisely why the sureties were unwilling to accept the assets. All we know is there's a stalemate and Letitia James is drooling over taking Trump Tower. Now, what if they sell Trump Tower for way more than this? I mean, we're talking about one broker estimating to be $1 billion in cash bond by the time it's all said and done. Now, what's the attorney general going to do? Start seizing assets? Did I not suggest quite a while ago that President Trump needs to get out of New York and put all his properties on the market for sale and not even mess with New York? Look, I know. They've turned their back on you, sir. I'm sorry. You and everybody else. I mean, you wouldn't have Kevin O'Leary sitting there scolding the media, telling them these people are out of their mind if you think it's just going to be Trump they're coming after. New York is a bad investment. They're a loser. I mean, this is what he said. It's what Kevin O'Leary said. He was on CNN. Why they go on CNN? Because there's always somebody there that's got a bone to pick with Trump or a bone to pick with all of us conservatives out here. Billionaire Disney investor Nelson Peltz is planning to back former President Trump's bid to retake the White House, saying Biden's got a really scary mental condition. Oh, really? Yeah, he was less than enthusiastic about his choice in a week with the Financial Times. He was in an interview, said it'll probably be Trump, and I'm not happy about it, but he's backing him anyway. And in the meanwhile, I've included a story with one sentence. You can read it. Federal agency issues warning about drinking water. Oh my God. Yeah, the EPA, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. They warned this week that foreign adversaries are carrying out cyber attacks against water and sewage systems across the U.S. That's the one sentence. Are carrying out cyber attacks. That's what the media reported. Are carrying out. But when you read the story, There's no immediate threats. They're talking about what happened in the past, like the attack on the phone system, your cell phones, the attack on, you know. So ask yourself, is it fear-mongering to keep America on the edge of its seat so they can scare everybody into, well, we'll come up with a solution? Is it a Hegelian dialectic? AOC is taking heat over RICO is not a crime comment in the Biden impeachment probe hearing because Tony Bobulinski showed up, attempted to tell AOC RICO's a category of crimes that you are then charged under as the congresswoman talked over him. AOC tells Bobulinski RICO is not a crime. What, this woman is a nutcase. The internet lit up with responses to the progressive congresswoman claims that RICO is not a crime. If you read those responses, wow. California voters have passed Proposition 1 to tackle the state's homelessness crisis. In the meantime, guess what Florida did? Florida is saying that homeless encampments are illegal. So they're not going to allow people to just camp out on the street. Nope, they're going to round them up. They don't want that. Bad optics. Yep. DeSantis just signed it into law. So the thing is that what California voters did, approving this measure to impose strict requirements on counties to spend on housing and drug treatment programs to tackle the state's homelessness crisis. Thin win for Gavin Newsom. Democrats outnumber Republicans by a staggering 2-1 in California. So where do you think they're headed? And of course, the happiness report, I read it. I dismissed it. It's back in here again. If you live in Finland, that's number one. If you live in the U.S., apparently they're ranked number 25 now in the World Happiness Report. Oh, who followed the Olympic road? Oh, my. Kevin in Ohio, are you happy this morning?
Uh-huh. That's my reply.
How are you, sir?
Back in that confusion state, almost now. that Jordan hearing yesterday, that was such a. It was funny. It was funny that Bobulinski's calling that rat burger from New York a liar about 10 feet from his face. Did you see that?
I did not watch. I don't have time to watch that stuff.
Yeah, he called him a liar. He called him a liar. And that guy, you know, he's 10 feet away from and another member of that, whatever you call it. Somebody else is supposed to be there. Hunter Biden was supposed to be there yesterday.
Yeah, but he ditched it, I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, he ditched it. But why did Peter Navarro go to jail yesterday or the other day?
You know, that is something.
Congress.
It's right. See, and that's the thing. It's contempt of the J6 committee, which now everybody's looking at them going, okay, you left out exculpatory evidence that could have exonerated Trump. But no, that's not why you did what you did. And now they're sending Navarro to jail for 4 months. And the courts let it happen. So they're as guilty as the rest of them.
Yep, and lastly, I've got a song for you, about Annie and her boyfriend down there in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
What was that song back in the day? Take a load off Fanny, put the load right on me.
Called The Weight by the Band. Now? Yeah, yeah, The Weight by the Band.
Yeah, yeah, took the weight off of Fanny, put it right on old Wade. That's what he's singing.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Thank you, Dave.
Interesting rewrite of the song, Kevin. Thanks for that. Appreciate your call. Wow. J.P. Morgan, by the way, has been hit with a $348 million fine in a coordinated enforcement action. Both the Fed and the OCC, that would be the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which regulates the banks, say that the banking moguls engaged in unsafe or unsound banking practices. Of course, we'll try to get that consent order. The bank made $49.6 billion in profit last year. That's according to the data from Violation Tracker. It's a misconduct, corporate misconduct database. The FCC, meanwhile, has done its little thing here to combat junk fees in broadband and direct broadcast satellite providers. Thank God for RickSatelliteUSA.com, huh? We don't have to worry about that. You won't have monthly bills. Under the new rule, cable and DBS providers have to display a single-line, all-in price for their services and consumers' bills and on advertising materials at stated price. The FCC thinks this is going to stop consumers from being surprised by unexpected fees, such as the mandatory broadcast TV fee or regional sports programming surcharge. That will, the upfront total price will allow consumers to comparison shop. And of course, Intel has been awarded $8.5 billion in direct funding under the CHIPS Act from the government, and they could get another $11 billion. Amazing how that works. And of course, we have a story in our email blast about influenza vaccines linked to elevated stroke risk in the elderly. Maybe you should read that. We'll be back, hopefully, with Dr. John Haltzman after these important words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.